From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're speaking with jazz artist Judy Page. Judy is here to tell us more about the Judy Page Project, an event happening this Sunday as part of the Central Illinois Jazz Society monthly concert series. Judy, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Now, Judy, I know you have a lot of friends and colleagues that are performing with you as part of this, you know, the Judy Page Project. Tell us a little bit about that.
The main person I think on stage with me would be, or the main two people, would be musician friends that I've had for about 40 years. I've worked with for about 40 years, Steve Degenford, who's a guitarist and my music director, and Dave Parkinson, who is a saxophone player, who I've known for many years also. We started in a group 40-some years ago. We have Andy Crawford from Galesburg playing bass, Dan Leahy, awesome keyboardist from Galesburg also, and Jason Brannon on drums. So that kind of rounds that out, and they're my project, or I'm their project. Right.
Now, people may also know you in conjunction with the band Speakeasy. So what's the distinction between the Judy Page Project and Speak? Is there crossover of members, or is it totally different personnel?
Just Dan and Andy are the only, and Jason are the only difference in personnel. Speakeasy was a group derived from, again, 40-some years ago. Same people playing, different names. Preston Jackson normally would head that band. Preston was on sabbatical doing his project, his sculpture and his art for about a year and a half. So we put a new name to the group, which was always Preston Jackson and Friends. He wasn't going to be playing, so I'm like, okay, we'll just change the name of the band. This band actually, same band, started in 1978, and it was a band called Crisscross. Members have passed away. Some have gone. Others have come and gone. I mean, it's just but you have your basic people. If I make a call and say, can you do this job, then I know that group that I'm going to call. So
your repertoire tends to lean towards, you know, that golden age of jazz, the 1920s to the 40s. What is it about that era or that approach to jazz that speaks to you?
I think for me, this is where it all began. At 15 years old in high school, wasn't singing jazz then. Rock and roll, I think, was in at the time. But my parents always had jazz in the house. I'd always go to the basement to sing where I could do my thing, get in front of a mirror and hold up a hairbrush and act like it was a microphone. And my dad would always holler downstairs, pick up some of those Sarah Vaughan albums. Yeah. Get some of those Nat Cole albums. That's real music. It's going to always be around. And he's right. And so I didn't start there because I did the pop, the everything that was going on, the disco, as we come through the times. But I've come full circle back to that jazz, and it is still tried and true. It is smooth. It is so easy to do. I feel like I fit that era. Really do, yeah.
So in addition to Sarah Vaughan, are there other jazz influences that you really hold dear that you can share with us?
Dinah Washington, Etta James, who has done jazz. Mm-hmm. Aretha Franklin has done jazz. Nancy Wilson is a jazz great. And I try to, Diana Krall, I try to pick up some of all of those. And then still throw in a little blues, a little Gladys Knight, Midnight Train to Georgia. Just those type things. Just try to mix it up as much as I can. But I fall back on those standards from the 20s, 30s, 40s. Beautiful music. Yeah.
So Judy, talk a little bit about the tight-knit jazz community here in Peoria. It's a pretty unique community.
It is. A family, we call ourselves. Because I'm not going to say you have to have an ear for jazz, but you can play blues. I could do blues. It's so easy. I could do R&B. It's pretty easy. Jazz is something that you have to work with. You have to get inside your head and pull it out. It's when the finger's pointed at you, or when it's your time to perform, you got to bring it, and you've got to. It's just a mind thing going all the time, trying to do something different. I can't even think of the word for it. Jazz is just not like, and it's the beginning. Jazz was the beginning, so it's a tight knit because that community knows how to work that type of music. And all the other types of music, so, yeah.
And I would think that particularly when you're performing jazz, which is so improvisational,
right,
there would be a real benefit to doing that with musicians that you've been working with for 40 years. That when you have that, when you have a relationship that goes back that far,
yeah,
you have the ability to predict and to know in advance, right, what the sax player is going to do, what the
especially
vocalist.
These guys, because they know me, they know pretty much where I'm going with a song. It's just like somebody said this to me, took a picture of me, and I said, how did you know when to get that picture so good? How did you know when to get that picture? And she said, I've listened to you for so long. I know where you're going. I know when you're going to throw your head back. I know when you're going to turn this way. And that's when I take the picture. That's an action shot. She always gets excellent pictures. If someone says, stand and let me take a picture, I don't take a good picture. But it's just knowing. And just what you're saying, these guys know and they feel. And they've had charts. Some of them have charts, and they know how to read music. So, you know, a good reader is going to know once he gets the rhythm. It's very simply done. So, easy for me to say, though. I've done that a long time, so.
And this is part of the Central Illinois Jazz Society series, which I think some people in the community still don't know about. Even.
Right.
I mean, this is really a hidden gem in Peoria with fantastic musicians featured every month like
every
yourself.
Month. This has been going on for quite a while. I'm very honored to be asked to do this. You only get once every 2 years, and I do their summer series sometime, but to be able to, it's like an in-concert thing. And so I'm very honored to be asked to do this, and I'm excited about it, very excited. I told Dick Marshall, who's the head of the Jazz Society, that I had picked out my outfit maybe 2 months ago when I knew I was going to be doing it. So, you know, I said, all I've got to do is find shoes. He goes, well, we just want to hear you sing. No. Got to look a certain way. So.
And Judy, is this your first time performing in their new venue at the Trailside Event Center?
This is my second time there. I hear they've changed things around now. I was there for David Hoffman. They had a benefit for him. He went through some medical things, and I was able to sing in the building, which was not real good. Things were bouncing around. It was just newly opened. Mm-hmm. They tell me now they've kind of got it situated now, so I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
And have you worked out with your fellow musicians what the repertoire will be for this concert, or is that something that you like to cook up on, you know, when you're in the moment?
Yeah, they came at me about that. Are you going to go in here cold on this, or are you going to let us know what give us a set list, or are you? Well, I always give them a set list, but then I'll sit down and pick out songs that I'm going to do, try to time them, try to figure out how many I'm going to need, and then I get on stage. And I look out at the audience, and they don't look like I want to do that song. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of read the audience, and then they get angry with me because, wait a minute, you guys, we're not going to do that right now. We're going to put number 3 in place of number 4. And they're like, well, what'd you give us a set list for? So I'm supposed to try to follow this set list, yeah. But we have that. That's as much as I give them, charts and a set list. And they're good. They're all that good. And they kind of know that I'm going to make a mistake every now and then, and they're so good at following me. They cover for me. They, you know, these guys are great. Only pick the best. Yeah.
We've been talking with vocalist Judy Page. She's the featured performer in the Central Illinois Jazz Society's monthly Jazz Night in the Heights event. It begins Sunday night at 6 o'clock at the Trailside Event Center, 4416 North Prospect Road in Peoria Heights. Judy, thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you for having me.
And this Sunday, you can get a head start on your holiday entertainment with the Morton Community Chorus and Orchestra's performance of Handel's Messiah at Grace Church in Morton. The performance is conducted by Phil Witzig and will also feature organist John Orff performing a musical prelude beginning at 2:10. The performance is free, and seating is on a first-come, first-served basis.
And the Bradley Community Chorus and Bradley Symphony Orchestra are in concert this weekend. They'll perform Haydn's Mass in Time of War and a setting of Psalm 42 by Felix Mendelssohn. John Jost and Tim Semenik conduct. The concert is Sunday afternoon at 4 at St. Mary's Cathedral in Peoria.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio on our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.